You were listening, right? What was there? You tell me. Did you notice anything?
The breath of God, which eradicates the intelligence, takes that away. So,
do not forget something. Here, I do not expect you to be a philosopher at all. So, whenever I ask you a question, I'm not digging for a real philosophical answer over there. My answer should come from this book. I want you to notice what Rumi is saying. He repeated something. That repetition should ring a bell in your ear. Did it? Here, at the Persian style, two of these half verses will start with on that breath. That breath. Okay, I repeated that breath. Have you heard it before? Do you remember, anyone?
Well, last page, he was talking about the breathings.
Go to the page 141 in this book, line 1731.
That breath which I kept hidden from Adam, I will speak to thee.
Yes, and the next one?
That breath which I did not communicate to Abraham, and that pain which Gabriel does not know. That breath of which the Messiah breathed not a word.
This is poetry. In poetry, if the poet repeats something and keeps repeating it later, you should be attentive, because he's talking about that breath, that breath, that breath. Here in this new version, it's translated that word, that word, that word, which is incorrect, is breath. Because breath is, first of all, it's a term, and it will be used a lot in these kind of texts. Because dam means the breath. Dam in Persian means this moment. Dam means companionship. Dam means blowing into something. Dam is the action of wind. So all of this together, they talk about this dam, which mainly we point at the moment, like hal. Hal is Arabic, dam is Persian. Rumi will talk about that dam, that breath, 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 because of the breath, because that's the missing part, that's the important part, which is, as you saw it over there, and as you see it here, is something that will go from someone to someone else and will transform that someone else to something else completely. When he wanted to hide it, he said, this is something that I will say it to you because you are the secret of the universe. This is something that I hid from Adam, from Jesus, from everyone. You, that's breath. Here again, Muhammad will say, give me that breath. That breath that made Adam faint. Because he fainted, he became non-existence. He didn't defend himself. He became surrender. That breath that will make everyone let's say, intelligentless, somehow, I don't know how to describe it, it's a special term, madhush, means...
beside themselves?
It's beside themselves, it's one step further than being drunk, something like that.
Mesmerized,
yes. Give me that breath, because that breath is in that slave. Here, for the first time, you will have a reference from Rumi that where the breath is, right? Remember, this slave. This black slave is someone that we will get familiar with him. Now, of course, he will carry another name because the time has changed. And this will be Ayaz, which is the symbol of love. This is that breath, because the breath is in you, not in this female slave that you have here. There is another kind of slave, which is male, which is with a different attitude, which is in love with you, not with the golden slave. This one is in love with the king. That king is in you. We'll come to that later. But remember that Rumi is switching from one thing to another to lead the music to the source of the melody and music, which is the breath, and from that breath we go to the one who gave you the breath. Yes, that's the breath that special night made Muhammad. Yes, get madhoosh, get drunk, so he could not wake up in the morning for the morning prayer. That's the Shab-e Ta'aris. They call it the wedding night, because arus means bride, arusi means wedding, and they call that special night ors. Because this is the night that the Muhammad will join the God, will be taken there. This is wedding for us. That's what Shab-e Urs is all about. And that night is so influential that Muhammad cannot wake up in the morning. And the only time that he will miss the morning prayer. Rumi will talk about that. Yes.
Mustafa became beside himself with that beautiful voice. His prayer escaped him on the night of the Ta'aris. He did not raise his head from that blessed sleep until the dawn prayer had advanced to 4 noon. On the night of Ta'aris, his Holy Spirit gained kissing hands in the presence of the bride. Love and the spirit are, both of them, hidden and veiled. If I have called him the bride, do not find fault.
You see? Again. Go on. Why do you need this description, this stuff? Is Rumi defending himself by naming the beloved bride? This is not what this book is about, we know. These are all excuses to tell you something, to remind you, because from now on and on, we will talk about masculinity and femininity. We just talked about this lady upstairs, which is my handmaiden, and the other slave I have here. All are my slave. Why? Because I'm the king. I am that breath in here. Everything should be my slave, right? This is female, that one is male. And we talk like this. On and on, Rumi will stop to remind you that, hey, don't think this is masculine or feminine. This doesn't apply to a man and a woman. These are just examples, because quality has nothing to do with the masculine and feminine and all this shamanism we know. So we remind you that, listen, when we are jogging, even call him the bride, and don't be upset, because no other one, that breath, the essence of life, is invisible. So what, something that is invisible, I could call it masculine or feminine, because it's neither of them.